USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a spike in coronavirus cases in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott.
There is a massive outbreak of COVID-19 across the state of Texas. Today we will have more than 5,000 people test positive once again, as well as have more than 4,000 people hospitalized because of it.
But he says he's not reissuing stay-at-home orders. Florida is another hot spot. Governor Ron DeSantis.
What we're seeing in Florida is really rapid transmission in that 18 to 34 age group, and you're seeing a lot of cases come up. And granted, they weren't being tested at this level a couple months ago, but I also think they're testing positive at a higher and higher rate.
A few states feel they have a handle on the virus: New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. They're ordering people coming from high infection states to quarantine themselves for 14 days or face big fines. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
One senator is speaking out after Democrats blocked a Republican bill on police reform. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Senate Democrats blocked a Republican police reform bill on a key procedural vote on Wednesday. Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott reacts to Democrats blocking the bill.
Here's the truth. In Detroit, Atlanta, Minneapolis, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, all these cities could have banned chokeholds themselves. They could have increased the police reporting themselves. They could have more data information themselves. They could have de-escalation training themselves. They could have duty to intervene themselves. Minneapolis as well. All these communities have been run by Democrats for decades.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
During an event in the Rose Garden, President Trump said the GOP is ready for reform. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A classic rock star says he's not afraid of dying from COVID-19. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Rocker Sammy Hagar was recently asked by Rolling Stone in an interview how he was dealing with the pandemic, and the former Van Halen singer turned solo artist says he'd be comfortable playing a show before there is a vaccine, as long as the pandemic was, in his words, declining. Then he added, quote, "I would rather personally get sick and even die, if that's what it takes to get back to playing rock and roll." And he said he would also rather see everyone go back to work, end quote, "if some of us have to sacrifice on that, okay." Hagar said, "We all gotta die sometime, man." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After weeks of tensions on the Korean Peninsula, North Korea is now taking a step back with an announcement in a state-run media that leader Kim Jong-un has called off military plans against South Korea. Kim's sister, Kim Yo-jong, has been the public face of North Korea's bellicose turn towards its southern neighbor as the communist state has taken provocative steps, such as blowing up the inter-Korean liaison office in its border city of Kaesong and cutting off communication lines with the south. Kim Yo-jong has called South Korea an enemy and warned that it would pay a high price for what she claimed were violations of an agreement. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.